Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, goodness gracious. Happy Friday. The acoustics in the Bronco. Out here in one of my favorite spots for peace. Getting ready to hang out with one of my favorite humans on this planet, Mr. John Acuff of the John and Dave Show. Single intention of this time together, send you off into the weekend with a smile on your face. Just got done with a workout, and I figured, you know what? It's been a while since I've taken the Bronco, dashing through the hills, through the fields, to a little patch of water on this, 100 acres or so of nothing, and I'm here for it. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, John Acuff is sending me a text asking if I'm ready. Yeah, John, I'm ready. I'm already on the old internet. I'm here. Mr. John Acuff, ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your hats, and welcome the man, the myth, the legend.
Hey, anytime you say what's going on with your hair, just remind yourself you cut it yourself. That's the answer to that question. That's always.
I do cut my own hair. I do cut my own hair.
Dude. Like, that is so bonkers to me. It's still eventually a publicist, a literary agent, a speaker's bureau, an executive in a suit is going to say, Dave, we've come together as a team and we feel it's time for you to pay for haircuts. Is that fair?
You know what's the best is I now, you know, because I'm ridiculous, I like to record myself in the gym. I'm fodder for the internet people that don't like me to say, look at this idiot recording himself in the gym. But if you record yourself in the gym and never catch the back of your hair and have cut it yourself, now you get confirmation of your inability to create straight lines in the back of your hair every single time.
Because you're not a trained professional. Like, they go to barber school or like.
Why are you choosing violence this morning, John? There's no reason for this.
This is a head intervention. Heidi, asked me to have this conversation with you. I didn't want to say it.
I came to your house and you got to see the haircut up close and you were like,
it was fine. It works. I'll admit it works.
This is not a super cut.
It's not. You think Bob Iger would let you cut your own hair? I mean, if we can.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Here's the thing. I've shaken his hand many times. It feels like a soft leather glove. It's just like, you know, he moisturizes his own hands.
Yeah.
If you moisturize your hands, you definitely go to a barber.
No, my dermatologist the other day was like, what's your, skincare routine? And I was like, we're supposed to have, we need one of those is what you're saying.
Dial.
He's like, yeah, exactly. Like a washcloth that's white that we own a lot of. Like, we buy them. I don't know where Jenny buys them, but they sell washcloths. But you came to my house. That was super fun. Now you're back. Are you back in Austin?
I'm back in Austin. Okay. I just worked out and I decided, you know what? I haven't taken the Bronco to my spot. There's a few different peace-filled spaces for me. One of them at the end of my long run in a town called Wimberley, about 20 miles south. And another, this field that I'm sitting in real time, which is about 20 miles north.
Oh, nice.
And this field it's about 100 acres of nothingness with an open gate. I mean, I happened to have at one time, we were developing the land. There was a time when Rachel and I owned some of this land.
Yep.
And so this became a spot where I would just come out and drive the Bronco.
Oh, nice.
And I haven't been out here in a long time. This is a week where we've been talking about peace the entire week.
Yep.
And one of the things that I thought was fascinating in like me thinking I was going to come exclusively to patios, like, your spot for peace was in an office. Carlos's spot for peace, right? His was in the kitchen. Dave's was in his music studio. Like, everyone's like destination for peace was a different place. And then it had me thinking like, wait a second, like, peace doesn't exclusively show up for me on a patio. Like, when I'm driving the Bronco in that field, I am disconnected from literally anything else mattering in the entire world.
Totally.
And that 20 minutes is magic.
Totally. So you were in Dave's studio in his backyard? It's nice, right?
It's sweet. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so
There's
cool.
There's like a magic vibe because you know so much goodness has been created in the space that I'm sitting
in. Good. And yeah, I love it.
You also brought a small bonsai tree in, which felt nice. I don't know what it was
Did you guys trim it while you were talking? Was it like
I wanted to so bad, but I didn't feel like I was qualified to ask if he had small scissors. So I left it alone.
That's a good question for people watching. Have you ever purchased a plant that you thought, oh, I'm going to take such good care of this plant, and it probably died. I mean,
Here's how bad I am at taking care of plants. I actually have a fake plant in my bedroom mm-hmm. that deteriorated and ended up becoming a dead-looking fake plant.
How do fake plants – that doesn't even make sense.
Like, it doesn't. I can't explain science, John.
I don't feel like you have a good fake plant guy. That's confusing.
Maybe it was next to a window that the sun beat it down. I don't understand That's how it weird. Works, but it
I have a plant.
Terrible.
Like, look, this is I have an aloe plant right here. And we got this when we got married. And this is the like great 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 grandchild of that plant. Aloe sends out new versions of aloe. And this is we've been married 20 years. This is a great, great, great grandson of the original plant. We just keep replanting it. We've given it to probably a dozen people. That's what's fun about aloe. So yeah, this is 20 years old. This is God, like
guard that
lineage.
Plant, man. If that plant goes down, then I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. That's trouble. And
bird's
I have a
nest.
I have
remember a bird's nest?
I have a bird's feather
nest?
Here?
I don't want to talk about it, but
yeah, exactly. I have feathers in there. I got a real kind of like Wimberly situation going on in the corner of my desk. So okay.
Can I just say I the thing I think I was struck by most, I thought I was gonna be overwhelmed by your personality, devastated by your handsomeness. Yeah. The office is smaller than it looks on camera.
Yeah, it looks big. I'm a humble man, Dave. Humble roots, humble beginning, humble finishing is what they say. What my grandpa would say when he was whittling. I like simple things. I'll eat a peach. I'll have a small office. Like that's what I do.
I'll eat a peach. We need t-shirts made that just say, I'll eat a peach.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me how fancy you are. Yeah, I'll eat a peach.
Yeah, exactly. Like with my bare hands. Not even as a vinaigrette on a beach salad. I mean, like you should eat a peach. That's what
just
I'm trying
to say. Have a peach.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's so funny. Okay, so question wise. What was your? What are three things you love doing in Nashville? You just came to Nashville, which some people say is like the better Austin. I don't say that. Just people say that.
Well, number one, I will say when we were making this big, hey, we're going to leave Los Angeles. Where should we go? It was down to Nashville and Austin.
Yeah.
It's only because we ended up going on our trip to Austin first.
Yeah, I think it was like Jen Hatmaker. She's pretty persuasive. She's really funny, a great writer.
So the first thing is every single person, number one, I like reached out, was like, hey, can I come over and film something? And no one understood what was actually happening. Mm-hmm. And yet I was still welcome, open arms, even though there was a crew of eight people and a bunch of equipment that was disrupting life.
Yeah, it was like the Marvel movie. You guys are filming like the new Ant-Man. And I was like, I thought it was going to be one dude named Jeremy with like a slightly better camera than I own.
No, it was an entire, like we basically filmed the real world and it was fantastic, but no one expected it.
Yeah.
And yet everyone was so welcoming. There's just something I felt like I was family with every single person I walked in. I've known you and Carlos longer. I feel immediately with Annie, like we're going to be best friends forever.
Oh, she's awesome.
And as much as Dave and John were like people that I knew, but didn't necessarily know, they immediately were just like, welcome home, brother. Yeah. So that was like this, like that was one thing. Two, everyone is close to each other, both in proximity and in like life. Like there's no like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon in Nashville. It's 2 degrees. Like everyone knows each other, or everyone knows the guy who knows the guy, and so, or gal. And so there was something crazy about like, I'm at Dave's house, then walk across the street to John's house. Ben Rector lives just down the street in downtown. Like right, there's like just all, like this community is small, which I think is just, again, is like super rad. And I just like more than anything, like there's a vibe. There's a vibe that actually made me feel a little bit like, oh, these people are a little more connected to what actually matters than others. And I'll give you a for example.
Let's hear it.
When I got done borrowing your backyard against your will to film some videos.
They said to me, they were like, we'll pay you for the location. I was like, for the woods in my backyard, you know what? Free. That's free on me. No fee.
I came out of the 100-acre woods. I walked into your den, and you and your wife and your two daughters were engaged in an actual conversation. Like, you weren't on your phones. You were sitting there, and I was like, are you staging this so that I think that you act this way? Or so do you just sit here and actually have conversations with each other?
Yeah.
And that, like, that moment was then I got to Carlos's house, and it's like, his wife's on the couch and his kids are coming and going. And it was just like, there was an energy that was like, oh, these people have in some ways come to appreciate the stuff that matters and have maybe even created some boundaries or borders around the things that might creep in and compromise it in a way that I'd argue some people maybe don't. So,
well, so here's what's interesting. I saw my counselor yesterday, who I love and is awesome. And he asked me, can you be a great dad, great parent, whatever, and the best at what you do? And where I came around to was, I think you can be great at both. I think if you want to be the best in a profession, you can't be the best dad, best parent too, because that's just math. That's just math. Like, if I wanted to be the best, most successful speaker, I should speak 150 times a year, and I can't also be the best dad. And so I could be great. I'm going to be proficient. I'm going to have my craft, like all of that. But there becomes a math thing and you've worked with people at Disney or at other big companies that you'd go, wow, they have an amazing accomplished career. They're the best in their field, but they don't have other parts that matter to me. And that's not a judgment thing. That's just a math thing. And so
100%.
That's one.
By the way, the conversation that we had of like, just because you can build it, should you build it, was a theme in every single house I went to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that I was bringing it up as much as there was just something that naturally came up in this conversation of how do you manage and maintain peace? And what does it mean to maintain peace while you're pursuing what you are aiming for in your, you know, whether it's your career or your future or whatever. Someone just said, it's all about your definition of success.
Yeah.
And I ended up, we had a lot of conversation of like, what is a lifestyle goal relative to like a financial goal or a status goal or hitting a certain promotion goal? And if you can find a way to do both, great. But I do agree, there's a limited amount of ability to be 100% present in both. So you got to make some choices.
Yeah, and you make choices, and they're your choices. They're not my choices. And the same, I asked that to somebody the other day. I said, what do you think about living up to your potential? And he said, the first thing is it's your potential. It's not somebody else's potential. So if you want to be miserable, measure your life by somebody else's standards. Like that's
good.
Instant recipe for misery. And so I just thought through that. Okay, what was the funniest thing that happened during your trip to Nashville? Like, you know, you got lost somewhere, like, you know, meeting Dave Barnes and how funny he is, or, you know, you got to meet, you know, so-and-so that it was unexpected, but like, was there something funny, random? I mean, the truck you rented was pretty funny. They gave you a bright blue Ram. Like,
I did rent a bright blue Dodge Ram. I mean, that's got to be up there. Although I've never driven in what turned out to be a monsoon. I mean, I felt lucky to have the 1500 horsepowers of my Dodge Ram while driving.
Yeah.
So that was good. I'd followed Annie before I came, but I hadn't spent any time with her. And I laughed out loud 20 times.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because there were just things that came up that were like, one, they were like just extraordinarily human things that she was an observer of, but you can't help but laugh at yourself when somebody is willing to like also be in on the joke. Like, we were just talking about the world that we live in and how we try and do what we do in a way that maintains sanity and the private public piece. And now like we started having some conversations about dating. She was very interested about like dating. Any question was just like, oh my gosh, this is the funniest thing I've ever been a part of. But she was it was just great. I felt again, like, I think we've been friends for a long time, even though this is the first time we've hung out.
I think the funniest thing that happened in my little portion with you was that a PR person who I love and I've known for 10 years stopped the filming and told us it was enough about the bodybuilding. We were on a body, like, you and I were doing a rapid fire story joke about bodybuilding, and a actual PR person who works at a publisher came in and was like, hey guys, that is, come on guys.
We got to wrap that up.
Like, we got, like, and we were enjoying it. Like, I felt like we had more room to go. Like, we were riffing, and then she was like, yeah. And she came out of the shadows and was like, yeah, guys.
That story is played out. Please keep going. And also, stop making fun of the thing that you're going to do.
Yeah, it was great. Like, that to me, because I had so many more questions. And maybe it was just not reading the room and realizing there's a time and a place and there's a format. And this is that format. So, Dave, yeah. Do these people know what you're doing? Have you announced that yet?
I've talked about it. The thing is, I have to keep talking about it so that I keep going to the gym, so that I stay on the plan. I'm like 85 days now away.
Do you put the panner on? Is that part of it? Like, help me understand that. Is that a thing, right? Like,
it's a thing.
It's like you have to mahogany yourself. I don't know what the phrase is, but you.
What it is I think you stand. So, like, for anyone that doesn't know, I'm just going to say it again. I am doing a physique competition the second week of November.
Yes.
And it requires me, as a part of it, to spray tan.
81 days. 81 days from now.
81 days.
Yeah.
We only have 81 days,
yeah.
But the attire, because I was also thinking that it might be the old Speedo, it's board shorts.
Yeah.
So at least there's that. But
I want to believe that. But I think when you get there, there's going to be a switcheroo. I don't want to say.
I'm so far out on the ledge at this point that I'll do literally whatever they tell me to do. I'm becoming like the Ron Burgundy here, where you just, whatever you put in the prompter, that's what I do.
What if you get there and they go, here are your board shorts. And like, this is what they hand you. And you go, these don't, like, I'm used to different boards. Like, these.
That's
don't.
It. That's what it. If,
okay. But get onto the darkness. I cut you off. With humor.
I step into, from what I understand, you know, like when you go to a soccer game, and it's the middle of summer.
Yeah.
And so someone sets up a tent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now put like little plastic walls on that tent.
Yeah.
And then send somebody into that tent with a hose that sprays brown tanning oil on somebody. They come in and just like, psh, and then someone else comes in with what looks like the stain that you would put on an old desk that you've refinished.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they start rubbing it on you. And that happens like 2 days before the competition. And so after you get done the first day, you go like have dinner, you're walking out, you can't touch. And then you come back the next morning and they're like, time to touch up.
Second coat.
Huh. Now I've already asked and I haven't got an answer. Could they spray abs on? I'd like to have some abs in here.
They can do a lot of things with pink.
Quit trying to take shortcuts, you son of a gun. You got 81 days, get an ab.
Dude, so you're at Applebee's the day before. You're just brown, like you're dark.
Just the thing is, because Heidi used to do this. Like, she has a pro card. She is someone who is a professional.
So like, she'll tell you what to expect.
But also, she showed me the pictures of them at a restaurant 2 days before competition, and she looks interesting, to say the least.
Now, is it true that you have to shave your beard and only have a mustache for this contest?
If I have to shave anything on my face, it ain't happening.
Like, but they might, I'm just saying, like, there might be a mustache rule where they go, whoa.
I have to only, me with only a mustache, well, the funny thing is, my dad had facial hair his whole life. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he went from having a beard and a mustache to a mustache, and we called the police. It was like, oh, there's a stranger in the house. I didn't even know who this person.
My dad, he had a mustache forever, because in the 70s, by law, you had to have a mustache.
Magnum.
And he had a mustache, and he had it for like 30 years. And I'm not making this up. He cut it off, and his upper lip felt weird. So he went to the doctor because he thought he had like upper lip cancer. And they were like, have you recently shaved off a mustache? And he was like, yeah. And they were like, go home. Like, go, like, you're like, but he went living like, hey, I think I might have some of that upper lip cancer that you
it's
hear about.
Skin. You have skin.
Yeah. You have a face exposed to the elements now. He has a goatee now, and I'm not sure about it, but he's retired. He's got a goatee. I think like,
oh, my dad in the beginnings of quarantine, I mean, he grew a goatee that went just like straight down. I thought it was like a glue on thing.
Like a long one?
Oh yeah.
Like what, he touched in conversations?
He thought he joined ZZ Top. Dave Sr. kind of tipped away from the reality plane that we're all living in. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cause wasn't he like super like old school Christian and probably like was pretty.
Is still.
Like, but so he was just like, you know what? It was good enough.
He's just like, you know what? I'm going to just embrace the fact that I can't leave the house. Go ahead and give me a goatee. That's crazy.
Like a long one is a statement. A short one is like, I'm a dude. I can't grow a beard. This is what I got. This is all I got. But a long one.
I don't judge him. Loves the Lord, has a long goatee. What am I going
to
do?
Could he have braided it if he wanted to?
I think he could have. I also don't think he can. I don't think he can braid, but I think that he could braid if he learned to braid. That he could.
Can you braid your daughter's hair?
I can.
Really?
I can.
I cannot.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, and I don't even want to speak this out loud, but when you end up being the only human that is an adult in the house, when you start having kids go back and forth, you got to learn how to braid some hair.
I can't braid, but sometimes I'll post pictures of complicated hair, like. That and I'll say I did this for my daughter today, just as like to make people mad, to make people go, no, you didn't. And I'll go, what? Like I did that the other day. I posted a picture of me and Jenny in Montana with like mountains and a lake, and I said, this is our favorite part of Nashville. Most people don't even know about it. And so many people are like, that's not Nashville. I was like, clearly this is not. So sometimes I'm a rascal. I'm a bit of a rascal sometimes. Okay, next question. What are you doing the rest of the day? I think people are curious. Like, so you're in a field, you're in a Bronco. Like, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I have a podcast that I am doing at 12. So I have an hour and 8 minutes to my podcast, which means I have 30 minutes when we finish to drive laps around this big old field that I'm sitting in. And so I am going
Who's the podcast with?
Dr. Carrington, it's a conversation about school and the psychology around school. It's someone I'm interviewing on my podcast for Rise Together. So we're just going to talk about like, hey, school's coming back in. Here's all the things that are happening in real time that we have to be thoughtful of as parents or what teachers are going through. Just have a conversation of like, it's crazy. And also we got through it before. And how are we going to like, get ourselves in a position to get through it again, that kind of thing.
Oh, nice. I think that'll be help. So that's at 12. What's after that?
Then I, as a part of the 90-day challenge I'm doing, every week I have a winner that gets to do a one-on-one Zoom coaching call.
Oh, nice.
And I am the week one winner is getting their hour with me this afternoon.
That's fun.
And then I've been doing a little bit of like advisory work with this charity that I went down to the Dominican Republic with called Help One Now. And they have been on the ground doing as much as they can in Haiti. And so I've got a phone call with them to find out how I can be even more involved in supporting the efforts to help in the aftermath of a terrible earthquake that happened there this last week. So I got that. And then Heidi and I are the beginning of September. We're going to do a 60-day fitness challenge. It's basically like you want to like work out with Dave on his way to the stage. And so there's like a nutrition component. There's a actual body movement component. And we are going through the material so that we can tell people about it and see if people want to jump into a challenge with us.
Nice. That's a pretty full Friday.
What are you doing?
I'm doing this. And then I'm working on possibly having my own notebook. I love this notebook and I've used it for 10 years. And there's a German company. So we're in talks about me doing a custom notebook, which would be, you know, I'm a notebook geek, so that'd be really fun. So I'm writing a portion of that right now. And then I'm going to go to lunch. I'm going to take my friend out to lunch. He's turning 40 tomorrow. And I told him,
congrats.
Everybody freaks out when they turn 40. Let's go to lunch. And everybody, all my friends go, no, I won't. No, I won't. And then
you know what I bought when I turned 40?
What?
The old Bronco.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, exactly. And so, and I'm 45, so there's just a lot of wisdom that I possess. So we're going to go out to sushi. And then I have a client call at 2:30 about a possible speaking engagement. So I'm going to do that. And then we're going to an away football game tonight. There's nothing better than a Friday night high school football game in the South. You live in Texas. Those happen all the time. So we're going to go. We've got an away game at Riverdale, which I'm pretty excited about, because I like, it's good to know that's just not from like Archie. Like there's actually, which, okay, there's my follow. What a follow-up question. I'm so good at follow-ups. Betty or Veronica, who are you, like, you got one chance to date one person. Who are you dating?
Which is which?
Betty has blonde hair. She's a tomboy. She's super friendly, really nice. Veronica, black hair, a little showier, fancy, has money. And Reggie is always trying to date Veronica, though, so that's in the mix.
The first one.
Betty?
Betty.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
Sorry, Heidi.
Yeah, Betty's a good choice. Betty's blonde. Betty's, but I mean, great. Betty is, like, in the same vein as a Heidi. Like, sporty, like,
sporty.
I always think about Midge is also very attractive, but she's dating Moose.
I was never like every other pop culture reference you've ever made into the Archie comics.
Yeah, I didn't date a lot growing up, so I had time for Archie comics.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
If you ask me a question about baseball cards, different story. Because while you were looking at comics, I was looking at baseball cards. I can tell you everything about Topps, Donruss, Fleer.
Okay, I'll give you a baseball card question. Who had a swear on the bottom of their bat? It was in their picture.
Oh, Billy Ripken.
Come on,
you know how hard it was to convince my mom to drive me store to store to find the packs of those cards.
Oh, yeah.
What are you trying to find, Dave? I'm coming from youth group. Oh, there's this card. It's got an error on it. What's the error? Oh.
Yeah. No. Okay. What was the card that kind of, what was like the most valuable card you remember growing up? I don't mean like Hornace Wagner. I mean our generation. Yeah.
No. I know. I've got the answer because
I'll give you a clue. It's Upper Deck.
Oh, well, I mean, like the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card of 89 Upper Deck.
That's the one.
Was the thing. But for me, the thing that started me collecting baseball cards was the Ricky Henderson 1980 Topps rookie that I got at a store like way early in his career. Because I'm 46, you're 45. So like, 80 was, you know, I'm five. So like at seven or eight, like early on, I ended up getting that card held on to it. And he just became the best. And began me dumping just every dollar I've ever made into baseball cards. So I have him to thank or curse, but that was everything.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I'll show you one. Can you see that picture? That's Jordan dunking on Patrick Ewing. Like, do you see how mean Michael Jordan used to be?
So good.
Like, it's like somebody got.
You want to know what? All right, I'll say this. This is not a brag, but like at the beginning of our relationship, there were a lot of very strange things that Heidi would bring up just to like make sure I understood how awesome she was. Like, I already knew, and she was like, "Oh, but there's also this thing."
Yep.
One of them was that she had a pro card, which I thought was the football card, but no. If you're a professional bodybuilder, you actually can get to a place where they give you a pro card. But another thing was that she has a Michael Jordan Fleer rookie.
Really?
Yeah.
The and one with the gray, like, is it the gray around it?
The red one. No, the red one.
Oh, man.
It's the red.
Where like, does she keep 80s? It? In, like, a safe?
Yeah.
That's pretty legit. I love seeing comments where people are like, can you guys talk about something else other than baseball cards?
We talk about literally anything else? What is
but that is amazing. Like, I could, like, I'm going to just find random stuff in my drawers and be like, look what I have in here, Dave. Like, it's a seashell. It's a Zippo with a G Lovin' special sauce on it that we went to remember.
G Lovin' special sauce.
Yeah. Did you ever? I love G Lovin' special sauce. Cold beverages. It's a tracker I bought to count some actions I was doing because I needed that at some point. Like, the stuff that's in this drawer tells a really weird story. But all right, we've reached the end of our session. Dave,
it's done.
Enjoy your drive. Last question. Are you going to listen to anything while you drive, or you just roll the windows down? You kind of Bruce Springsteen it. What are you doing?
I am listening to, of all things, Rachel had a book recommendation for Heidi that now that Heidi has started, I am starting as well. Super Attractor from Gabby Bernstein is the book that we're now book clubbing, so I'm listening to that as I drive. Though I will tell you, listening to a book inside of this loud Bronco, you got to almost listen twice. So
it's really not built. It's really not built for like The Bronco was built before audiobooks kind of existed in that format. So,
like, or dating, maybe, because honestly, going on a date in this thing is like, I'll talk to you when we get there.
Yeah, but that thing, like, if I had that Bronco in high school, I probably wouldn't have known about Archie Comics. I'll just be clear.
Also true.
I wouldn't have been able to pull out Midge and Moose and Betty and Veronica and the intricate parts of their relationship. So. All right,
hey, one last shameless plug. We're finishing up this third week of our 90-day challenge, 90 Days of Courage. Monday's coaching is all about finding your why, finding your purpose. Like, right. Why are you on this planet? So if you have not yet, I want to encourage you to jump over to MrDaveHollis.com, drop in your info, and get your free pass to the 13 weeks. There's 10 weeks of coaching left.
Still plenty of time.
Love to have you jump in.
All right.
All right, John. Appreciate you, brother.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks for letting me come to your house. All right. See you, dude.